Safety and security are nice, but we want more than just safety, don't we? Well, we should. We all should desire full and deep and satisfying lives. And it's through Christ we get fed this good stuff. Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 9, that the sheep that belong to him will go in and out and find pasture. Jesus finishes off verse 10 by stating the intent of the thieves and the intent of the good shepherd. The thief wants to lure you in to steal your joy and kill and destroy you. But Jesus has come so that his sheep will have life, the Jesus kind of life. Remember, this whole gospel is about getting that type of life, the type of life God created you to enjoy with him. Jesus does not promise us a trouble-free life, but he does promise us that when he is the center, then there is a joy that's bigger and lasts longer than anything this world has to offer. In reading the biography of missionary John Patton, I remember him telling about the time he was hiding out in the top of a tree to protect himself from some savages and cannibals. Listen to what he writes. "I climbed into the tree and was left there alone in the bush. The hours I spent there live all before me as if it were but of yesterday. I heard the frequent discharging of muskets and the yells of the savages. Yet I sat there among the branches as safe in the arms of Jesus. Never in all my sorrows did my Lord draw nearer to me and speak more soothingly in my soul than when the moonlight flickered among these chestnut leaves and the night air played on my throbbing brow as I told all my heart to Jesus, alone yet not alone. If it be to glorify my God, I will not grudge to spend many nights alone in such a tree to feel again my Savior's spiritual presence, to enjoy his consoling fellowship. If thus thrown back upon your own soul, alone, all alone, in the midnight, in the bush, in the very embrace of death itself, have you a friend that will not fail you? Remember, if you belong to Jesus, remember that you belong to one who will not fail you, that Jesus came to bring you full life, no matter the situation that you are in today. As you pray today, please remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Quechua LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Bolivia and Peru.